Right now it is time for us to check sports, and we'll see how well this works out with me not using paper and saving trees. I think I've got it on the wrong. I should have it on probably the right monitor, but it's on the left monitor, and that's what we have. All right, in sports, like I said, I watched the movie Tick, Tick, Boom instead of football yesterday evening. First game, the Raiders over the Browns, 16-14. The second game, the Vikings beat the Bears, 17-9. But these games, once again, were loaded with players that couldn't play because of COVID. So you didn't see, especially the Bears and the Browns. So, what the heck. In other NFL news, former Titans coach Jeff Fisher has been interviewing for a college job. He was a Tennessee Titans coach. He's interviewed for a coaching vacancy at East Tennessee State. In NBA news, United States basketball has announced that they are going to have Steve Kerr as their next Olympic men's coach. He said he's seen everything that Greg Popovich went through as coach of the U.S. men's national team, saw exactly how difficult it was last summer for Americans to emerge from Tokyo Olympics with another gold medal, but he's up to the job. And I do believe he is up for the job. I just... two sneezes back to back, and I was able to cover my nose with one of them. All right. Back on more sports news than the National Hockey League. They are going to pause their season due to COVID-19 concerns. Late last night, they announced a brief pause to its season, two games before a scheduled Christmas break due to the surge in COVID-19 cases. All right. They also announced that they are mulling participation in the Olympics because of COVID issues. They're thinking about keeping them home instead of sending them to Beijing for the Winter Olympics in 2 months. We'll see what happens. And I don't know if you saw it over the weekend. I didn't talk about it yesterday, and I should. Tiger Woods and his son Charlie were at the PNC Championship. I watched a portion of it on Saturday. I didn't watch it on Sunday. But they finished second place, two strokes behind the Daly family. And Tiger hit some amazing shots. Now, he didn't walk the course. He rode in a cart. But still, there's just something terrific about seeing Tiger out there on the golf course. And, as a matter of fact, for the whole tournament, it was terrific to see the players out there with their sons, their daughters, their fathers, playing in teams. It was a lot of fun to watch. That when I watched it on, I think I watched it on Saturday. In basketball news, in the Hall of Fame showcase, number 6 Louisville defeated UConn, number 7, 69-64 in women's basketball. The Louisville teams had never beaten UConn in Connecticut. So there you go, 69-64. And that, my friends, is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.